la. Ooh la la. Ooh la la.
All right, happy weekend, everybody. This is an Abby Eats St. Louis Small Bite. Looking ahead to the weekend of July 12th through 14th. Is that right, Dory? Are we already halfway through July?
Crazy.
Oh my gosh. Producer Dory, almost as always, in the podcast booth with me. And today we are joined by somebody that I see a whole lot of because we work those beautiful tissle hours, Ms. Jen Sullivan.
Hello, guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for being here. We are back in it. We want to talk about, of course, as always, the things that you can look forward to the weekend with our weekend planner, and just kind of playing a little bit of catch up. We've had a lot of episodes actually come out since we were able to do a small bite. I was off last week. Dory, can I share the big news about what you've been busy with?
Yeah, sure.
Dory is a homeowner.
Yay! Congratulations.
Dory now owns a piece of St. Louis, so that's very exciting.
Yes. Happy to be here in St. Louis in the city. Yes. And very close to a lot of tasty food spots that I cannot wait to try.
How big of an influence did that play in you finding your neighborhood?
A huge influence.
That's important. I won't ask you where because I don't want anybody who listens to the podcast to try to find Dory. Finding Dory.
Ooh.
Somebody should make a movie called that. But yeah, so obviously if you guys hadn't heard it, we won't go too deep into it, but I'm really proud of what we were able to do with clementines and narwhals because we wanted to focus on boozy treats. Everybody likes a little bit of something cool in the summertime. And I mean, what's cooler, I was going to say, than being cool, but what's cooler than something with a little bit of warmth to it, if you will. And also shout out to the folks at Narwhals because if you're listening to this on Saturday, then Narwhals 2 in St. Charles is officially open. Congratulations to those guys. They're awesome. They've been doing great things in Midtown, and now they're going out to St. Charles. And then, of course, clementines has been getting a lot of love lately, too, just because who doesn't love clementines? I remember, Jen, I was talking to you about clementines, and you were saying that it was a place you hadn't made it yet.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed to admit that I haven't been there yet.
And the biggest thing, and I think Dory can attest to this as well, you like ice cream, yes?
Of course.
You like a good maybe cocktail every now and then?
Absolutely.
Yes, and you like wine, too, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's plenty of options there for you. And
maybe
also
too many options.
Yes, exactly. You need to do it like we did and just get behind the counter and sample everything. But if you can't do that, yes, it's a really good destination for you because, you know, the Tamara, who runs it, is the ultimate girl boss. She's really cool.
Awesome.
She spoke with our Ann Allred also this week. If you missed that Show Me Success story, find that on KSDK.com because you could just hear from her all day. So make sure you listen in to that.
She's great.
And then fast forwarding to this week, Suzanne Corbett, the author of Unique Eats and Eateries in St. Louis, as well as so many other food articles and things like that. She shared a piece of advice from a question Dory asked related to how do you pick what to do or how what's your advice? What was the question exactly?
I think I asked like, what advice do you give to people who are maybe just trying to branch out a little bit and try something new and different, maybe in a different neighborhood or a different sort of food type that you're not used to?
Right. And I thought it was a great question, a really good answer, too. She said the small plates and the appetizers are a really good way of kind of trying something new. And Jen, I know that you and your boyfriend, Eric, also a new face on the Five on Your Side screens, but you guys have been dating for longer than that. It's not that quick of a romance, but
no, it's a little longer than a few weeks.
Yes. But you guys like to bop around St. Louis because neither one of you are from here. But when you go to a new restaurant, first off, how do you kind of decide where you want to go and which ones you want to cross off your St. Louis bucket list first? And then how do you figure out what to order?
A lot of it is word of mouth. You know, a lot of people will tell us, oh, you've got to try this place. You've got to go here. And then we try to try somewhere new in different neighborhoods.
Mm.
Like, even though we live in the Central West End, there's so many restaurants there, but we try to branch out. We go to the Hill. We'll go to Lafayette Square, Bend Park, just so that we not only get to try different foods, but we also see different neighborhoods so that we get to know St. Louis a little bit more since we're not from here. When it comes to what to order,
mm-hmm.
we will order a bunch of different things and share it so that we can try everything because I'm terrible at making up my mind and so is he.
Oh, yeah.
And I always want to eat everything, but my eyes are way bigger than my appetite, my stomach is. So we'll try to order maybe several appetizers or we'll get two entrees, and we'll each share everything, and then you have stuff to take home.
Exactly.
That's the way to do it, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, Jen's advice is bring a date. That's always a good option, too.
Just so you can eat off of their plate.
Yes, exactly. Are you guys cool? Have you gotten to the point in your relationship where you can just take stuff off each other's plate, or do you still have to ask?
No, we just take.
There you go. That is love, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned for after the podcast when we get more love advice from Jen Sullivan. I'm just joking. How about we switch topics to what's the best thing you had to eat this week? Dory.
So I had to think about this one a little bit, but I'm going to go back to the 4th of July. We had a good old St. Louis family cookout at my apartment building downtown here. We had the grill out, pork steaks, potato salad, brats, hot dogs, and my mom made a homemade ice cream cake that she brings to all the family functions. But I think this was my first time having it. Just, it was the first big family event that we had. Delicious. Got rave reviews from everybody who was there. So a nice little 4th of July family cookout. I don't think you can beat that, really.
No,
no you can't. Yeah.
I wonder if she's ever thought about, or have you suggested, making that ice cream cake with clementines, so it's
boozy ice cream
kick to it. Yeah,
ooh, I'm gonna have to have her.
A boozy ice cream cake could change the game for like 21st birthday
parties.
That sounds
delicious.
Ooh, yeah, yes. I would totally.
Okay, mom, if you're listening, you know what to do next.
She's pod mom, of course she's listening. And pivoting to Jen, real quick, just in case I don't think I fully explained exactly who you are, but you are the 4 a.m. anchor on Tissel, and you've been working on the main desk through the main shows with Randy Knott this
summer,
essentially. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you are a Tissel anchor, Today in St. Louis anchor. So that's why we work together so much, because we both work the morning hours. Anyway, yes, Jen, what's the best thing you've eaten this week?
Besides the peanut butter and jelly sandwich I made.
You must make a good peanut butter and jelly sandwich or not eat that
one. Oh, yeah, and it's always crunchy peanut butter.
Interesting.
The best thing I had this week was this Euro saffron rice bowl from Taze. The place is really good. Their Greek food is incredible. And if you like hummus, you have to go there. And their hummus, their chips that come with their hummus are sort of fried. Really good.
Mm. Was that like for a lunchtime or a dinner time? Or?
It was an I'm lazy and tired of eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches time, and I totally postmated it to my apartment. So
there you go. There you go. Well, it is hard sometimes. The reason I ask is because I feel like a lot of times that kind of Greek Mediterranean style food is really nice for our schedule because I don't get so tired after I eat it. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes a lot of food, just if it's heavy, it sits on you and then you just get even lazier, and that's not a problem we need help with.
No, we're already lazy. We need energy.
We work really hard during the work week. So I was in California last week for the 4th of July visiting a friend up in San Francisco area, and I am not going to say In-N-Out Burger was the best thing I've eaten.
Oh, but that's good, though.
It's good.
It is really good.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to make a bold statement here and say I think it's overrated. Yeah.
Did you get the special sauce?
Yeah. And then the fries animal style with the cheese and the sauce and the chili on it and all this other stuff.
So you went full out.
I went in and full out. Yes. And I mean, I like it. It's good, but I Shake Shack is really good, too.
If you're in California, though, I'm sure you could have a lot better.
Well, and not necessarily for the price. I think that's the thing that I like the most, is because I could eat a full meal for like $6, and I even got a soda, which I never drink soda, but I decided I was going to have something.
You
sweet.
Really splurged.
I went crazy on vacation. Yes. So, but that being said, the best thing I had to eat this week was when I picked up lunch for my grandmother and I got Lion's Choice, because we talk all the time about how when you come home to St. Louis, there's just something about a Lion's Choice roast beef sandwich that calls your name. And I got that and a baked potato. And
ooh, I've never had their baked potatoes.
Yes, loaded with everything. Oh. And a concrete.
That sounds delicious.
An Oreo concrete, yes. Mm-hmm. So I went all in St. Louis when I got back. I went in and all out, and then I went all out Lion's Choice when I got back. So, all right, well, let's talk about what's going on this weekend. Dory, we're going through, once again, so you guys know, we are kind of changing things up. We are doing more of a weekend planner. There are a ton of awesome events happening around St. Louis this weekend. And as always, just double check with the event before you plan on everything, because things are subject to change, but this is how things stand as of this recording. Dory, what are we doing Friday?
Just a few highlights here. On Friday, Let Them Eat Art in Maplewood.
Yeah, so this is all in downtown Maplewood, and as if the name wasn't good enough, this is kind of a celebration of arts, food, and drink. This is one of the many events that are in some way attribute to Bastille Day. And then there's also shopping. So you've got art, you've got food, you've got shopping. This starts at 6 o'clock in the evening and rolls through around 11 o'clock. And then there are going to be some kids' events happening there, too. So fun for the whole family in Maplewood this weekend.
Yeah, and some good stuff going on Saturday in Kirkwood. We've got the annual Sidewalk Sale and Peach Festival. Talk about summer.
Yeah, I mean, okay, Jen, you remember when Peach Festival was a big deal on Today in St. Louis last year. And once again, it's happening this year on Saturday, and it's downtown Kirkwood. There's that fabulous farmer's market in Kirkwood. If you've never ventured there, you definitely need to stop by, even if it's not a Saturday. It's always a great place to go shopping. They're having all sorts of stuff as associated with that Peach Festival there, all the different merchants, as well as, of course, band, live music, a lot of different events on the sidewalks there for your Saturday.
All right, so we know Sundays are for brunch, right?
Oh, yeah.
There will be bread at Bastille Day brunch this Sunday.
Exactly. So this is another fun Bastille Day event happening at one of, I think, the coolest new breweries in the St. Louis area over at Rockwell. Mm. They are having a brunch just all featuring French-related things. Jen, you've spent some time in France as well as even Paris recently. Yeah. What's your favorite, like, snack or food to get when you're in France or Paris?
Oh, pain au chocolat, the chocolate croissants.
Oh, yes. Ooh. She didn't even
I didn't even need to pause or think about it.
Well, the title of this is There Will Be Bread, so I'm sure there will be pain au chocolat, and I bet it's going to be delicious, and beer. So what else can you ask for?
Yeah, bread and beer. What a combo.
Exactly. Bread, beer, brunch. What else could a girl want on a weekend? So, well, again, we are going to be working on another podcast episode for you guys for next week. This one is going to be exciting. I think, Jen, you got to try a little bit of the food we brought back after shoot. It was good? Yeah?
Delicious.
Delicious.
There
and two thumbs up.
A lot of happy tummies in the newsroom today.
Yes, a lot of happy people. And it was fun because so many people kept asking, what is this? Because it wasn't exactly food that they recognized, but they found they liked it. So we're going to talk a lot about the idea of fusing different types of cuisine and different food ideas and how you decide if your crazy food creation is actually any good or not. So that'll be on next week's episode of Abby Eats St. Louis. But in the meantime, make sure you visit us on Instagram at Abby Eats St. Louis and email us podcast@ksdk.com. We've gotten a lot of messages there recently as well, which has been really fun. We want to always know what the best thing is you guys had to eat this week. Are there any delicious hidden gems that you've discovered recently or food stories that you think would be good for us to cover? And of course, download the podcast, subscribe, and leave us a review. I love getting reviews. Mm-hmm. We've gotten a lot of 5 stars, which is wonderful, but I want to hear exactly why you gave us that 5-star. I'm going to be selfish.
Write it down.
Exactly, and I don't want you guys to forget it. So
cool. I'm giving you guys 6 stars.
Oh,
bingo. Jen Sullivan is breaking the system in order to give us 6 stars. I appreciate that. Thank you for giving us that. Thank you for giving us some of your time this morning.
Thanks, guys, for having me. This is a lot of fun. Now I'm really hungry.
Well, now it's time to eat, and as always, seize the plate.
Stop. Boom.